Welcome to YLF. It's your loud friend, Erica. Before anything else, I would like to first thank all or everyone who supported me through this new chapter of my ang corny ng new chapter of my life. Anyway, thank you to all my friends who reached out to me and tagged me in their Instagram post and messaged me with their screen caps that they're listening to the trailer. Thank you very much. Last time I checked, actually I didn't check, but whenever I go to the Anchor app, I see the statistics on how many are the plays that I garnered during the trailer. So I had 100 plays. Can you believe that? 100 people listened to the trailer. I am so stoked. Thank you all so much. And for those friends who messaged me and they're saying that they're anticipating for this episode, for the pilot episode, thank you all so much. I love you all from the bottom of my hypothalamus. So yeah, thank you all. So this is the pilot episode of this podcast. If you're listening right now, I just want to thank you. I'm very nervous right now, and I'm recording this podcast at 12:30 a.m. in the morning, in the midnight, because this is the best time that I can record it, because as you all know, our house is not a conducive place to record a podcast, and there are so many noises, such as the dog keeps barking randomly, and motorcycles and vehicles kept passing by the street. So if you all hear those sounds, that's not in my control anymore. I'm so sorry, and I hope you can bear with it. Please don't stop listening to this podcast. Anyway, what should I say? I'm guessing, ay, eto na nga. Ina-start ko tong podcast na to. Nung nag-practice ako, nakakatawa kasi ni-record ko siya ng full English and na-realize ko, hindi pala ako pwedeng salita ng English tuloy-tuloy kasi nauubos yung ano ko, English ko. So you'll probably hear me talking in Konyo like I'm doing right now. So I hope you bear with that. If you're irritated or not comfortable, then please don't stop listening. Okay, serious na to, serious na. So probably my friends are wondering right now why I randomly decided to started a podcast, because dala inuusog ko yung electric fan namin. My friends know me as a very vocal person. I tend to share stories a lot. I tend to talk to them and tell them how I have been and what I have been up to, what are the stuff that I've been doing, what are the series that I've been watching. I tell my friends because I'm very much of a TMI person. I always overshare information about my life, and that's just how I am. So, but this podcast is different because I didn't really open it up to them. Like, I really shared my intention to do it. So I think my friends got a bit surprised when I finally made it. So the reason is that before the reason, this one is not based on impulse. Probably 50% impulse, 50% planned. 50% planned because earlier this year, I started listening to podcasts, and I was really hooked, and I really wanted to do it, but I didn't really set the exact date on when I should do it. So, ang nangyari, this December, nung nagka-semestral break, bigla ko lang naisip na, what if mag-start start ako ng podcast now since wala naman din ako masyadong ginagawa. So yeah, this is me. I hope you're not disappointed of what you're hearing. I'm so sorry, nagsistutter talaga ako. Kasi kinakabahan nga ako. So sana mag-improve to in my next episodes. So at first I was afraid. I was petrified. No, I'm just kidding. I was afraid to start this podcast kasi grabe yung suporta niyo sa akin. And yung support na binibigyan niyo sa akin, mas tumaas yung pressure because I started this just to be for fun, for me time, ganun. Kaya lang nung na-realize ko yung response ng mga tao. Yun, parang, ay, big deal pala to. Big deal pala to para sa ibang tao. Kasi para sa akin, hindi naman siya masyadong big deal. Sakto lang. So, na-pressure ako na gumawa ng EP. Ay, yun, mag-produce ng EP. Kasi, hindi naman talaga dapat ito yung i-release kong EP. Dapat, before Christmas, mag-release na ako. Kaya lang, hindi natuloy yun. Kasi, ayun, maraming circumstance na nangyari. Isa na yun yung factor na medyo na-pressure ako. Anyway, ayun din, natakot din ako na kasi hindi naman lahat ng nakikinig dito, kaklose ko talaga personally. So, what I'm doing right now is, see, may vehicle na dumaan. What I'm doing right now is actually sharing my life to other people and my story to other people. So, that kind of scared me because opening up means being vulnerable to other people and I don't want to look weak in other people's eyes. So yeah, at first I was afraid of that, but then I remember this, I don't know if it's a quotation from a movie or from a book, but it says that the strong ones are the ones who can open up what they feel, the ones who can speak what they feel. Or maybe I just made that up. I don't really know where I got that from. But yeah, I reminded myself that I'm a strong person because I can open up my stories to other people who I don't know. Yes, I hope I can do this. So yeah, so the reason I started this podcast is because I'm highly influenced by... If you listen to Wake Up with Jim and Sab, you all know that. If you're a pod kid, hello, I'm a pod kid. I'm an avid subscriber or a follower of that podcast. I really love those couple. And during the beginning of quarantine, so let's call that DC because during COVID, DC. So yeah, y'all get it. So in DC, it was pretty tough for me because I am very or highly extroverted. I like talking to people. I like socializing. I like mingling with my friends. So being forced to be on my room with my family who I'm not that close with, or we're not the family that we're not close-knit to each other. We don't chit-chat. We don't do small talks. We're not that kind of family. So it was pretty tough for me because I don't have anyone to talk to. So here comes the role of the podcast of Wake Up with Jim and Sab. So listening to that podcast, I felt like I had a friend, even though there's really no one with me. So I thought that, oh, there's parang meron akong kasama. Like, there's someone's there for me. Although not physically. So, yun. Napag-isipan ko na I wanted to start a podcast too so that other people, I will make other people feel the warmth that I felt through listening other people's podcasts. Kasi, yun. Na-feel ko yung warmth. Na-feel ko yung companionship. And I also want other people to feel that no matter where they are, no matter what they're doing, whether they're washing their dishes, doing their laundry, sweeping the floor, cleaning their room, or pooping. I don't know. Maybe some random things you do. I want to be your companion and your friend. So thank you for allowing me to be your friend for today or for the rest of the episodes that I'll be recording. So yeah, let's go to the main event. Should I say main event? The main event of this podcast. So as you have read from the title is Starting from the End. So I really like the irony or the ring to that statement, because literally I'm starting from the end of the year. So often we see endings as goodbyes and something to be sad about. We see endings as not generally good. However, I want to remind myself that although this year is ending, I'm gonna be starting a new chapter of my life, a new journey that I can that I'm taking. And thank you all so much for allowing me to be with you on this new path that I'm taking. So I want to talk about 2020, so particularly 2020 colon. Actually, this is like a subtitle. Subtitle? Subtitle. Tama ba yun? Basta parang semi-title siya ng title ko. Anyway, so the subtitle would be 2020 colon What Went Right? Because we all know how hard, and I'm not overreacting, I'm not OA. Totoo talaga, 2020 has been hard for all of us, and many things went south, especially in the month of March. From this month, everything happened, from COVID, and then forest fires, and then earthquakes, and then typhoons, and then crappy administration. Oops. And what else happened? There's so many stuff that happened that I can't even count them all in both my hands and my toes. So I think we can all agree that generally 2020 has been very crappy for all of us. But then again, I am here to talk about what went right during this year. But disclaimer, I don't want to be that toxic positivist advocate who always talk about positive things, who always want to look on the bright side, always look for the positive side, the good things. I don't want to be that person. However, just because there's so many negative things around us, for once, I just want to reflect on what went right during this year. Because alam ko, meron at meron, kahit maliit lang yan, hindi man natin napansin, pero meron yan. So I want to share to you what happened, what went right for my year. Of course, this is just my own reflections. This is not, I'm not generalizing everyone's experience during this pandemic. So meron tayong iba-ibang klase ng pinagdaanan. So kung hindi nangyari sa'yo to, or hindi mo na-experience to, or hindi mo naisip yung mga ganitong bagay, it's okay. I mean, we're not obliged to what do you call this, to be productive or to think like this. Basta yun, ano niyo yan, sarili niyong thing yan, and this is my thing. So yeah, I'm just sharing you these stuff that I have learned, and as I've said, what went right for me. So the first thing that I have learned from this season is that I have learned how to take my time. See what I did there? I took my time. So I stopped for a moment, and then yeah, I took my time. You see my po you get my point? Anyway, I'm the type of person who is used to doing things. I don't know how to snap. I'm used to doing things in an instant or as fast as I can. I think this is a common problem for us Gen Z babies because we like things such as instant coffee, instant noodles, instant rice. Although do we have instant rice in the Philippines? I think that's only in Korea. Anyway, we like things doing or we like doing things in an instant and as fast as we can. And I also wanted to keep my all I also wanted to keep myself occupied at all times. Kumbaga sa generation natin ngayon, merong culture ng always hustling, always have to be productive, like I want to do this, I want to do that, and then I'm sorry, that's a motorcycle. And then I want to go in this place. I want to eat in this place. And then we always have our plans. We always laid our plans on what to do. And as much as possible, we don't like resting or hindi tayo na ano eh, hindi tayo gano. Ewan ko kung iba yung mga iba, pero halos sa mga kakilala ko, parang nakikita ko pa nga sa Twitter na sinasabi nila, parang may mali kapag wala silang ginagawa or may something's wrong if they're resting. So parang nagkaganon din ako na mindset. And then I also like hanging out with my friends. Kapag pauwi ako galing from school, lagi ko yan, tatawagan yung mga kaibigan ko or i-call ko sila. Uy, nasan kayo? Uy, tara, kita tayo sa ganito, kain tayo sa ganyan. Kunyari, on Monday, i-meet ko yung friend ko na ganito. On Tuesday, si ganito naman. Friday, parang nakaschedule na lahat ng mga kaibigan ko na i-meet ko for the week. So, I'm that kind of person. I'm always going from one place to another. So, in short, ano ko, parang I'm all over the place. Sobrang in Tagalog, sabog. Alam mo yun, yung kahit saan na lang or kahit sino na lang sinasamahan ko, yung utak ko, hindi sa Tagalog din, hindi mapirme or hindi ako mapakali. Hindi mo ako malagay sa isang lugar, ganun. So, ang naging effect sa akin nun, nung pagiging all over the place kong tao, I didn't get to appreciate the little things around surrounding me, or I didn't get to appreciate yung mga nakikita ko, yung mga nasa paligid ko lang. Yun. Kunyari, ito, perfect analogy. Kasi ako, I'm a college student. I'm a third year college student. And my hometown is in Pampanga. And my university is in Tarlac. So, every day I get to travel. So, this is pre-COVID, ah. I get to travel 4 hours a day back and forth. So, imagine sa 4 hours na travel ko na yon, all I can see outside the jeepney or whatever transportation I'm in, mode of transportation I'm in, nakikita ko yung view such as, ito yung view namin. Imagine niyo, nagbibiyahe ako and my views are the mountains, the rice crops, the trees, the rural areas. So, 'di ba, napaka-peaceful, napaka-serene ng nasa lab, nakikita ko. Pero I think this is the problem. I listen to my music and every time I listen to the music in my earphones, titingin ako sa labas. And nakikita ko ngayon, nakikita ko yung view ng paligid. Kaya lang, although nakikita ko yung view, in reality, naka-focus ako sa music ko. So, ako kasi hindi din ako mapag-multitask. Hindi ko, para sa akin, hindi efficient yung ganun. So, kapag may ginagawa akong isang bagay, yun lang yung gagawin ko. So, kapag nakikinig ako ng music, yun lang. So, ang problema, nakatingin ako sa view outside, but I'm not really seeing the view. You know, I'm looking, but I'm not really seeing. Nagkaroon ng problema sa akin. Yun, nagkaroon ng ano ba tawag doon? Sige, problem. Pero because of the situation that we have right now, nagkaroon ako ng chance, kasi parang na-force ako, nagkaroon ako ng chance na to sit down and just take it in, take it all in, take my time, and just see the things around me, see the people around me, see what's happening, see just basically everything. And I nung nangyari to, nag-start ako na ma-appreciate yung mga maliliit na bagay. Maliliit to the point na medyo corny na pakinggan. Yung, for example, yung paggising mo, and you see the sunlight. Do we even get to appreciate that now? Like, do we even get to appreciate the air we breathe? Or the food that we eat? Most of the time, hindi na, diba? Kasi, dati, pag kagising mo, diba? Pasok ka na agad sa school, naalala mo yung mga assignment mo, yung mga project mo. And we overlook those smallest things that we have in life. And para sa akin, yun yung parang opening, ano yun, tawag doon? Nabuksan yung mata ko sa nangyari sa akin. And ito pa, ang nakakatawa pa, kasi ngayon ko lang na-realize na hindi ko pala kilala talaga yung sarili ko. Hindi ko alam kung ako lang, pero ang weird, dati kasi parang kine-question ko na, ba't ako malungkot? Bakit hindi ko talaga alam kung ano yung characteristic ko as a person? I don't know what makes me happy, what makes me sad, what makes me angry, what makes me irritated. Tapos yun, ngayon nga dahil nagka-time, nagkaroon ako ng self-evaluation. So, I got to understand myself more. Ano ba talaga yung mga preference ko? Ano, saan ba talaga ako masaya? Ano ba yung mga bagay na nagpapa-trigger sa emotions ko? Ganun. So, yun. Ako, natuwa naman ako doon kasi, di ba, importante talaga yung we know ourselves and we know what kind of person we are to be able to, manage ourselves properly. Yes. Anyway, yun, second naman is I learned or appreciated the joy in solitude. So the first one is I learned how to take my time and now I learned the joy in solitude. Solitude is pag-iisa. Pag-iisa? Anyway, kasi ganito yan yung background. Kwento ko muna sa inyo yung personality ko. Yung background ng personality ko from elementary. Kasi nagkaroon ako ng emotional roller coaster from elementary to college. So, paiba-iba yung personality ko. So, nung elementary, super extroverted ako. Alam yan ng mga LM classmates ko. Friends ko yan lahat. Friends ko pati yung mga teachers. Actually, teachers pet nga ako dyan nung elementary. So, proud pa ako. Tapos, nung nag-switch ako sa high school, junior high school, nagbago lahat yon kasi yung mga friends ko nung junior high, hindi ko sila kaklase. So, every time magla-lunch, mag-isa lang ako. Wala talaga ako masyadong friends. So, nagkaroon din ako ng introverted face. Wow, Erica, nagkaroon ka pala ng ganong face. Shocking. Tapos, nung senior high school na naman, nagbumalik na naman ako sa pagiging extroverted. Ayun na naman, hang out with friends. Sige lang, kahit saan magpunta. Yan, happy. Tapos, college na naman, nag-shift. Surprise. I'm back to being introverted. Kasi wala din ako masyadong friends nung, kasi transfer student lang ako. So, mahirap mag-gain ng friends kapag transfer student. So, mahirap. So, yung shift na yun, nagkaroon ng malaking struggle sa akin. To the point na bumaba na naman yung self-esteem ko kasi nung surrounded ako by friends, nagkakaroon ako ng affirmation from them. And needs ko for confidence, parang yung kasi kapag may friends ka, 'di ba, sila yung nag-a-affirm sa iyo na you're doing great. Kaya mo yan. Pero syempre, nung mag-isa ka na lang, walang nagsasabi sa'yo. So, bumaba yung socialization skills ko. As in, tapos, yung naging effect nun, hindi ko na na-enjoy yung sarili kong company. So, dati, nakakapag-sini ako mag-isa, kumakain ako sa labas mag-isa. Pero nung nag-college ako, hindi ko na nagagawa yon. Or nagagawa ako siya pag sa talala kasi wala naman akong choice. Pero kapag uuwi ako ng Pampanga, excuse me, nag-burp ako. Kapag uuwi ako ng Pampanga, gusto ko laging kasama ko yung mga kaibigan ko. Yung parang naglolong ako sa mga kaibigan ko. Hindi ko na na-enjoy yung sarili kong, yung sarili ko. Ayun. So, ngayon, what I did is that I tried fixing that. So, again, nag-start ako from, square one. And I learned how to enjoy my own company again. So, I got to assess as well. So, ayun. Ano, paano ba yung ginawa ko para ma-enjoy ko ulit yung company ko? I tried different things. So, nung nag-quarantine, ayun, I tried to cook. I tried to binge-watch Netflix series. Baba, I tried exercising. I did all sorts of things just to be, just to feel happy with myself, you know? Yun, tsaka, ano pa ba? Ah, ito yung malaking factor. Inassess ko yung growth ko over the past years. So, dati din kasi parang ang hirap, ano ba tawag dito? Minimeasure lang natin yung naging growth natin madalas kapag end of the year. Kapag Thanksgiving, ganun. Thanksgiving na yan, yung parang pag end of the year. So, doon lang natin nilulook back or nire-reflect yung mga nangyari. Or kung paano tayo naging, kung paano natin finish yung mga experiences na napagdaanan natin. Experiences na napagdaanan, napaka, ano nun ah, repetitive. Yun. Ano ba? Nasa na ako? Ayun. Ang hirap kasing i-assess yung growth mo kapag, wala lang, yung parang iisipin mo lang ba randomly na, ah, isipin ko nga yung ano ko, naging growth ko from being an immature kid to what I am now. Parang ang hirap naman out of the blue gawin mo yun, no? So, ako, dahil walang choice, yun yung ginawa ko. So, looking back from who I am then to who am I now, dun ko na-appreciate na, ah, oo nga, nag-improve nga ako as a person. Yung character ko, nag-develop nga talaga. And by that, mas na-enjoy ko yung sarili ko, mas na-appreciate ko yung parang nagkaroon ako ng yung good job self. Ang galing mo doon sa part na yun. Wow! Proud sa sarili. Yun. Ano ba? Ha, ito. Ito naman. Kasi, sinabi ko nga yun, the joy in solitudes. Nung before kasi nang nangyari lahat ng to, every time na pupunta ka sa Instagram, titingnan mo yung stories ng mga kaibigan mo, and you see that they're in a relationship, they're having the time of their life with their boyfriend or girlfriend, may part sa akin na na-pressure ako dun sa ganong setup. Although hindi naman masama yun, kasi kanya-kanya naman tayo ng ano eh, 'di ba, season. So, pero sa akin parang na-pressure ako doon. Kasi yun yung lagi ko nakikita. So, dahil ngayon wala talaga tayong choice kundi mag-isa, na-appreciate ko yung beauty ng ano, singlehood, yung pagiging youth. Mas na-appreciate ko. Actually, tinatanong ako ng kaibigan ko, "Ba't daw ako single?" Ang sagot ko lang, ito rin lately ko lang din na-realize, it's not really the season. It's not in my, you will know kasi kapag ano mo na, time mo na for that. You're the one who can assess whether it's your time or not. Sabi ko nga dun sa tinweet ko no minsan, to all my friends out there, please don't force yourself into anything that you're not ready yet. So if you think you're not ready, please, just for the sake of trying, don't do that. Don't ano, wag mong i-allow yung sarili mo na gawin to for the sake of trying. It's not, ano, parang sinasabi kasi ng mga iba ngayon, parang risking. No, you're just putting yourself in a very dangerous ground, and don't give other people pieces of yourself that you know they don't deserve. Diba? Ang dami kong sinabi, yun lang. Parang dami kong hugot. Anyway, kung gusto niyong pag-usapan natin yun in my next episode, just let me know. Mamaya, i-announce ko kung paano. So yun, I've learned how to not rush things and to, as I've said, take my time and enjoy solitude. And then the last one. Well, we're finally down to the last clap. The last one would be, I've learned how to love harder. Love harder in, ano ba? Medyo generalized to eh. Love harder sa pamilya, sa kaibigan, sa bansa. Wow! Gusto niyo yun? Ito naman, nakakatawa kasi, yun, shinare ko nga yung dalawang points kanina, yung take my time, enjoy in solitude. Nakakatawa kasi, ang nangyari, I overdid those two. Parang, sinobrahan ko yung dalawang yun. I overdid the loving my own company part that I had to shut down the people around me. Diba? Sobrang ironic na I did those things, pero yung naging consequence naman, hindi ko na-handle ng maayos, hindi ko na-balance yung mga yon. So, naapektuhan man yung relationship ko sa ibang tao. Nagkaroon na form sa isip ko na, kasi parang uso-uso ngayon sa internet yung self-love, choosing yourself first. Although walang masama doon, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But if you overdid it, may tendency na it's very destructive, especially sa relationship natin sa ibang tao. So, yun, na-form sa isip ko na, if they didn't reach out to me, then it's their loss mindset. O, diba? Attitude ka, girl. Parang kapag hindi nila ako chinat, wala akong pakialam. Sila ang may kailangan sa akin. Wow, diba? Hindi na yun loving yourself. That's downright being selfish. And I came to that point. Parang I was very insensitive. I was very self-absorbed. I don't know if my friends noticed this. Pero kasi, mapag-reach out kasi akong talagang tao. Parang, I will talk to them, I will start a conversation, and then ask them how they are. Kaya lang nung nag-quarantine na parang, ay sorry, nag-yellow. Nung nag-quarantine na, hindi ko na ginagawa yun. Parang inisip ko na lang yung sarili ko na lang. Ganun. So, yun, very risky and very dangerous. So, it's not how it works in real life. Hindi laging choosing yourself, loving yourself, putting yourself first. Not like that. Those statements are very situational. Ito yung feeling ko, misconception sa mga ibang tao. Ano lang yun eh, parang meron lang mga certain situations na dapat mo yun i-apply. Pero most of the time, you have to think about other people's feelings, you consider other people's emotion, diba? Ito din, nangyari rin to sa akin sa current happenings. Actually, hindi na para current kasi dati pa to. Nung start pa ng quarantine. Diba? Ang daming balita sa atin sa country natin about what's happening and that many people are suffering and that the administration right now is being really, really stupid. Don't get me started on that. Mahabang kwento yun. Anyway, ayun. Nakakatawa kasi, pati doon, wala na akong pakialam sa mga nangyayari. Kasi nga, sarili ko na lang. Ito pa, nagkaroon ako ng parang mindset na I want to preserve my mental health. I don't want to be toxic. I don't want, ano ba yun? Ang toxic kasi ng mga nababasa ko sa social media. So, gusto ko na lang, wag na lang ako mag-social media kaya. Wag na lang akong mag-Facebook. Wag na lang ako mag-Twitter. Parang hindi ko nakikita yung mga toxic na post na, ano ba yan? Nareklamo ng reklamo yung ibang tao. Na, ba yan? Lagi na lang may silang may sagot. Lagi may sinasabi. Laging kung ano-ano na lang yung nire-reklamo. Grabe. Nagkaroon ako ng face na ganun. Diba? Sobrang selfish nun. Until one time, ayun nga, nakikinig ako ng Wake Up with Jim and Sabi. And sabi ni Sab dun, hindi lahat ng tao afford nila na alagaan yung mental health nila. Hindi lahat ng tao afford na mag-mute ng social media accounts. Kasi may mga iba, nagsasuffer talaga, they lost their jobs, someone lost their loved ones, due to what's happening, sila yung mga tao na yun, yung mga frontliner sa atin, hindi nila kayang, ano yun, ika-cut out na lang nila, ayoko na to, toxic, di ba? Kung titignan mo yun, yung the whole picture, hindi naman pwedeng ganun lagi yung motto mo sa buhay na mental health mo muna, di ba? So yun, na-guilty ako dun sa part na yun. So, ngayon, okay naman, okay ba? Yung mga friends ko dyan, okay na ba ako? I think nagkaroon ako ng bumalik sa akin yung care sa nangyayari sa paligid ko ulit. Paano ko ba i-end to? Actually, hindi ako nag-plan kung paano ko i-end to. So, yun na yun. ang weird. Anyway, nakailang anyway akong word. Kinount nyo ba? Nakailan ako? Siguro mga sampo. Yung the three things that went right again in my life were I learned how to take my time. I learned how to take my time. I learned the joy in solitude. And last is I learned how to love harder. Thumbs up, thumbs up. So, if kayo ba, ano bang gusto nyong i-share sa akin na what went right during your 2020 at ngayon patapos na ang taon, I would like to encourage you to think about the things that went right this year, and you can share them to me on my on the Anchor app that Anchor link that I will be providing to in this, I don't know where I'll be posting it, maybe on my Instagram account or in the description box here, I will link it down so that you can send your audio files to me and share to me your stories, again, what went right, or you can follow me on my Instagram account at Erica Rost, that's ErikaRost, and you can send me your messages and whatever topic you want me to tackle on my next EP. So my next EP would be out, ano pang araw ngayon? Tuesday, will be out on Tuesday. So yeah, whatever you want me to talk about, if I can, I'll do it. So I hope you all had I hope you all end your year right and happy and sane and safe. If you're going out, make sure that you wear masks and face shields and bring your alcohol. Always disinfect. Please keep safe. Pa bang dapat ko sabihin? Again, thank you all so much for 100 plays. Thank you for the undying support of my friends. You guys are all the best. I love you all. Yeah, I guess I'll see you or you'll hear from me on my next EP on Tuesday, I think. Thank you all so much. Happy New Year. And yeah, that's all. Goodbye. Again, it's your loud friend. Wait, should I call you guys something? 'Di ba yung mga ibang ano kasi parang nilalabel na rin yung mga listeners nila. Pero wag na muna siguro na. Ang Ay, wag ko na, wag na nga. Ibang pinagsasabi ko. Anyway, again, it's your loud friend, Erica. Goodbye.